Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. And this week's Keys to the Game, Week 16, the Bears down in Tampa. Let's dig in. Why don't we? Offense. Be patient, man. Over the 9 seasons Lovie Smith coached the Bears, we heard opposing quarterbacks speak of the need to be patient against his defense. His plan forces a quarterback to take what's available, work a long field, and then force a mistake or turnover. Jay Cutler and the Bears' offense must covet the ball, and they know it. Three-technique defensive tackle Gerald McCoy is Tampa's engine. 7.5 sacks lead the team, but he's playing with a protective cast on a broken hand that has muted some of his pass rush. However, McCoy is a player that must be blocked for the Bears' offense to run smoothly. The other star player is Lavonte David, weak side linebacker, another critical position in the Tampa 2-zone defense. David, an active linebacker, leads all NFL linebackers with 12 pass breakups. He also has 3 interceptions, leads the team in tackles, a couple of sacks, and a forced fumble. The Bears defensively want to challenge Jameis Winston's accuracy. If they can marry their pass rush and coverage and challenge that accuracy, they will enhance their ability to force a bad throw, redirect it into an interception. There are times Winston gets to his final step in his drop and with no open receiver, goes into a little bit of a panic. He tends to be high in his throws, which lead to some deflected picks. Bucks do have a very good rushing attack, spearheaded by the muscle hamster, Doug Martin, averaging 5.1 a carry. He's piled up better than 1,300 yards on the ground and getting 2.4 yards per carry after contact, which equates to the highest total in the league. Doesn't have great speed, but his strong lower half powers him through arm tackles, resulting in chunk yardage. Second-year receiver Mike Evans, a matchup issue for the Bears. Few high-point the ball and post-up corners better than this guy. The other weapon to watch is Charles Sims, effective on screens at 6'3 and 255, one of 5 Buccaneers with at least 3 touchdown catches. Now, the Bears' front seven should be able to generate a pass rush on Winston. The Bucs' offensive line has permitted a high number of knockdowns. Each week, the Bears' special teams unit takes another step towards consistency. The introduction of Deontay Thompson on kick returns has improved field position. He's right now averaging 32 yards on his returns, best in the NFL despite a small sample size. The coverage units have been solid thanks in part to more of a dedicated role in that aspect. Sherrick McManus leads the team in special teams tackles again, and the Bucs have some good speed to deal with on their coverage units. Bobby Rainey is averaging 11.1 on his punt returns and a modest 24.7 on his kick returns. Now to intangibles, and each team eliminated from the playoffs at this point, but that doesn't mean the intensity of this game won't be high. Jobs are being evaluated for 2016, and as several Bears have indicated, they believe the last 2 games are being treated like job interviews. The other wrinkle is the Lovie Smith factor. Only a handful of Bears remained from his last coaching season in 2012, but his staff is full of ex-Bears assistants and former Bears like Henry Melton, Chris Conte, and Major Ryder on defense. Everyone wants to win this game. The other subplot to this game is the weather. The Bears have not played in 84-degree temperatures and 70% humidity, so it'll be an intangible to watch in terms of their hydration and preparation for warm conditions. That wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WVM, starting with a pregame show at 9, kickoff at noon from Tampa. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall.